知行英语 Listen and share.
The bell. One night, the sweeper was awakened from his dreams by the sound of the parish bells ringing out loudly in the darkness. He leaped to his feet, fearing some emergency, and then realized that his wife and children had not stirred in their beds. Remembering the evil priest's last words, the sweeper felt sure that the mysterious ringing of the bells was for his ears alone, to lead him to the treasure. Taking his shovel, the sweeper followed the sound of the church bells up into the hills. He was gasping for breath when he reached the source of the sound. He was on a white ledge overlooking the valley. Two trees guarded the spot, and it was beside these trees that the glowing, ghostly church bells hovered. Taking his shovel, the poor sweeper dug a deep hole among the root trees. After several moments, his shovel hit something hard. Eagerly, he swept the dirt away from the object and found a small chest. He hauled it out of the ditch with trembling hands, placed it on a rock, and broke the lock with the edge of his shovel. When he opened it, piles of yellow gold met his dazzled eyes. He gathered up a handful of coins, revealing in the weight of so much money. The coins were cool to his touch, and he felt the smoothness of the metal as he rubbed the coins between his fingers. And that was when he heard the moaning.有一天晚上，他被教堂的钟声唤醒。钟声在夜晚时分显得格外洪亮。他恐怕是发生了什么突然事件，于是就下了床。但是随即发现妻子和孩子们都还在熟睡当中。他想起邪恶神父的临终遗言。此时他确信这神秘的钟声肯定只是给他一个人听的，是在引领着他去找那些黄金。他拿起铁铲，跟着钟声转方向上了山。来到声音发出的地方，已经是上气不接下气。这里岩石向外突出，形成一片宽阔的平台，站在上面可以俯瞰下面的山谷。有两棵树守护着这里，旁边萦绕着洪亮而又有点阴森恐怖的钟声。可怜的清洁工抡起铁铲，在两棵树中间深深地挖了下去。过了没多久，铁铲碰到了一个硬邦邦的东西。他迫不及待地扶去上面的土，发现那是个小小的箱子。他颤抖着双手，把箱子拽了出来，放到一块石头上，用铁铲砸开了锁。当他打开盖子，满满一箱黄澄澄的金子，简直让他眼花缭乱。他抓了满满一手金币，见自己有了如此之多的钱，此时心花怒放。金币很凉，他用手指摩挲着它们，体会着黄金表面的平滑。而在这时，他听到了呻吟的声音。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
One night, the sweeper was awakened from his dreams by the sound of the parish bells ringing out loudly in the darkness. 有一天晚上，他被教堂的钟声唤醒。钟声在夜晚时分显得格外洪亮。He leaped to his feet, fearing some emergency. 他恐怕是发生了什么突然事件，于是就下了床。And then realized that his wife and children had not stirred in their beds. 但是随即发现妻子和孩子们都还在熟睡当中。Remembering the evil priest's last words, the sweeper felt sure that the mysterious ringing of the bells was for his ears alone, to lead him to the treasure. 他想起邪恶神父的临终遗言。此时他确信这神秘的钟声肯定只是给他一个人听的，是在引领着他去找那些黄金。Taking his shovel, the sweeper followed the sound of the church bells up into the hills. 他拿起铁铲，跟着钟声传来的方向上了山。He was gasping for breath when he reached the source of the sound. 来到声音发出的地方，已经是上气不接下气。He was on a wide ledge overlooking the valley. 这里岩石向外突出，形成一片宽阔的平台，站在上面可以俯瞰下面的山谷。Two trees guarded the spot, and it was beside these trees that the glowing ghostly church bells hovered. 有两棵树守护着这里，旁边萦绕着洪亮而又有点阴森恐怖的钟声。 Taking his shovel, the poor sweeper dug a deep hole among the roots of the trees. 清洁工抡起铁铲，在两棵树中间深深地挖了下去。 After several moments, his shovel hit something hard. 过了没多久，铁铲碰到了一个硬邦邦的东西。 Eagerly, he swept the dirt away from the objectand found a small chest. 他迫不及待地扶起上面的土，发现那是个小小的箱子。He hauled it out of the ditch with trembling hands, placed it on a rock, and broke the lock with the edge of his shovel. 他颤抖着双手，把箱子拽了出来，放到一块石头上，用铁铲砸开了锁。When he opened it,Piles of yellow gold met his dazzled eyes. 当他打开盖子，满满一箱黄澄澄的金子，简直让他眼花缭乱。He gathered up a handful of coins, revealing in the weight of so much money. 他抓了满满一手金币，见自己有了如此之多的钱，此时心花怒放。The coins were cool to his touch.And he felt the smoothness of the metal as he rubbed the coins between his fingers. 金币很凉，他用手指摩挲着它们，体会着黄金表面的平滑。And that was when he heard the moaning. 而在这时，他听到了呻吟的声音。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Stir in the bed,
起床。在口语当中 ,stir 本身就有起床的意思，相当于 get up。例如 ,Sam is not stirring yet, 山姆还没有起床。
Remembering the sweeper,
我们经常使用现在分词做状语的句式，来表示两个动作伴随着发生的状况。另外还有过去分词做状语的情况。但是一般都是表达的与主语是被动的关系。
例如 ,seen from the top of the mountain, the lake looks like a mirror.
这句话表示的意味是湖被看上去像镜子，并不是湖看其他的东西。这句话如果改变了主语就能用现在分词了。
Seeing, people think the lake like a mirror.
这时就是主动的关系了。
Gasp for breath,
上气不接下气。同义词还有 out of breath.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。